1.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. I'm going to start out this hour with a gentleman who I've known for about 4 or 5 years, I guess, Clyde Harrison. Clyde is a very, very interesting guy. Let me just tell you a couple things about him. He's a founding member of Beeline Management, which manages the Rogers Raw Materials Index Funds. He was Beeline's CEO for its first 5 years, and interestingly enough, during that time, the fund gained 150%, while the benchmark S&P only gained 1%. Clyde was also, in 1974, he became a general partner with Carl Icahn, managing hedge positions for corporate takeovers of up to $100 million. He's a very, very interesting guy. He is published basically all over on various websites. My friend Bob Moriarty has him on 321 Gold on occasion. And he's also, you can read his material on, the Alliance Investment website, among other places. He's just a very, very interesting guy. Clyde wrote an article that I want to chat with him about right now in October of this year. It's entitled "Tell the Children You're Sorry," and it's interesting because he opens up this article by saying, and I'm quoting here, "In just one generation, the United States went from being the world's largest creditor to the world's largest debtor. Washington's plan to cure the credit crisis is to borrow our way out of debt." Gee, that makes a lot of sense. Clyde, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me, Al. It's a pleasure.
We're in trouble economically in the United States. Give us your views, would you?
Yeah, we're in trouble.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to do the rest of the kill job to our currency here.
Mm-hmm.
We've set it up so that there is no way our children can have the net disposable income that we had.
Yeah.
And that's truly sad. I think it's, you know, it's all born out of Washington, in my opinion. There's a lot of people in on it. But this is a terrible thing to do to a country.
Yeah, no question about it. And unfortunately, Clyde, I don't see the trend reversing. I just see more of the same. Would you agree with that?
Well, I do now. You know, a trend goes till it doesn't.
Yeah.
And, you know, right now, at the worst, it's gaining momentum. With what's going on in Washington, we're killing the dollar faster than ever before in history.
Yeah.
You'll have your little bounces and squiggles, but the major direction is down.
Yeah. Well, you know, as you said in the second paragraph of this, of the Tell the Children You're Sorry article, you said, and I quote, "Our children will send more of their hard-earned dollars to the government, leaving them less to spend improving their lives and the lives of their children. We're stealing their futures." Boy, I couldn't agree more, Clyde. This is, in my opinion, you know, it is a continuation of a very serious downward trend economically in our country.
Well, an economy produces so much.
Yeah.
Our economy for 50, 60 years has grown on average about 3.5% a year. The government has grown on average about 8% a year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, their compounding is far outreaching the compounding of the economy that supports the whole thing and all the people.
Yeah.
And the problem is part of that 8.5% now is now debt.
Mm-hmm.
So the economy, whatever it produces, first has to support that debt. And
yeah.
What's left, then, the people can spend after the government takes their piece.
Yeah.
That piece is shrinking dramatically.
Well, you know, here's an interesting question. You know, we are in trouble. This trend has been going on, in my opinion, for quite some time. Regular listeners are aware that I think this is something that started way back in the mid-60s. I don't think there's any question about that. I think we had a major philosophical change in our country in the mid-60s. You know, and I'm a product of the 60s. There's a lot of things that happened during that era, during that decade, I guess I should say, that I think were positive. But, boy, there were a lot of things that were really negative. And it's the chickens are really coming home to roost right now, Clyde. I mean, the instant gratification philosophy and the something for nothing philosophy that's going on in our country right now is just, I don't know. I mean, I hate to...
There's a number of pieces of this, Al. I'll agree with you, mid-60s with a giant acceleration.
Yeah.
You really started it in 1914, the year after Congress created the Fed and it opened the doors and started operating. The currency's lost 97% of its value since the Fed was created.
Oh, I agree.
So to say they're worried about the currency is laughable.
Yeah.
In the 60s, I happened to be sitting with my father on a visit from college.
Yeah.
Which I ran out of money and didn't finish.
Uh-huh.
But when Lyndon Johnson made his Great Society speech, and a piece of that speech was, we're going to help the people that are not responsible for their own failure.
Yeah.
And I looked at my father and I said, you've been wrong all these years. And we both kind of laughed in a sad way.
Mm-hmm.
There are very few people, very few occasions, other than somebody in an accident or somebody with an illness,
mm-hmm.
who are not responsible for their own failure.
I agree. I agree 100%.
I'm probably taking care of 10, 15 kids right now.
Yeah.
That dropped out of school in the 10th grade to go play with their friends in whatever shape. And now they're 30 and can't support themselves, so I pay part of their bill.
Yeah.
Gross numbers, if you want to know, which isn't in the article,
mm-hmm.
you've got 108 million taxpayers in the United States. You got 310 million people.
Mm-hmm.
About 70 million are under the age of 18.
Right.
So you now have more people in the country that vote for a living instead of earn a living.
Right.
This is sad.
Yeah. You know, it is sad because it's in their, not in their best interest, but in their mind, it's in their best interest to go along 100% with the philosophy of wealth redistribution. And I have to tell you, wealth redistribution, I think historically, if the type of wealth redistribution occurs, Clyde, that I think could occur, I think that will go down in history as being the final nail in the coffin of the U.S. economy. And I got to tell you, man, I really believe that.
Well, as I wrote in the final part of the article, because I'm basically an optimist, I believe there's a pony in the room somewhere.
Yeah.
That there are ways to cure this.
Well, sure.
But the clock is really ticking.
Yeah.
We're going over the edge on the ability to cure it very quickly here.
Yeah. I mean, how would give our listeners, if you would, your thoughts on curing the situation?
Well, the two that I wrote in the article, and I make them kind of funny because that sits with people. They remember funny.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing is, lawyers are taught in the school when there's a solution to a problem, they stop getting paid.
Right.
Now, I know we need them to protect our rights and other things, but we don't need them to run the country.
Right.
This is the worst people you could choose. And 90-something percent of the Congress is lawyers.
Yeah.
Okay? They're not coming out with any solutions.
Right.
So my first rule would be lawyers can't hold political office.
Okay.
My second rule would be, like we do in our church, the pastor, in order to operate the church, only needs the total that comes in.
Mm-hmm.
He has no way of knowing whether somebody's tithing 10% or actually 2%.
Right.
But the 2% guy is a much bigger number.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't know. So
yeah.
He doesn't know who's really scrimping to do what they can for the Lord. So all he needs is a total to operate the church. So donations in the church are anonymous.
Then you think the government should work the same way?
Sure. I have all these guys that I talk to that are running corporations, and I'm lucky enough to be in those crowds.
Yeah.
Tell me, oh, we give the guy the money because we like his principles and what he's doing, not
mm-hmm.
to get special access or special treatment.
Yeah.
And all the receivers tell me the same thing.
Yeah.
Well, if neither one of them are lying, which I really doubt after being, I'm 66 years old,
mm-hmm.
you're really skeptical. But if they're not lying,
yeah.
make them anonymous.
I
think you clear up the problem in a very short period of time.
I think you're 100% right. Clyde, we got to cut out here. Unfortunately, we're out of time, but I'm going to ask you to come back on the show, every 2 or 3 weeks. I think you've got some great ideas. Big Al's
anytime.
Okay, Big Al's going to be right
back. Thanks, Al.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
It's obvious God loves us and has a sense of humor. Why? Because He created peppermint. Hi, this is Dr. Catherine Ulbrich for GetMint.com. We all know that mint is fun and delicious, but did you know it's also great for your health? Research shows mint can help soothe a headache or calm an upset stomach. It's antimicrobial and antiviral, so it's perfect for flu season, too. You can use it to chase bugs and mice out of your pantry without toxic chemicals, and kids love its great cool taste. GetMint.com offers quality peppermint and spearmint oils made right here in the USA by fourth-generation mint farmer Peppermint Jim. His pure, pungent mint oils are 100% natural, free from harmful chemicals, and very affordable. So improve your health and spice up your life with natural mint products from GetMint.com or call 1-800-345-9068. That's GetMint.com or 1-800-345-9068. And feel the minty freshness.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I am chatting right now with a gentleman who I've known for a lot of years. He is a new guest on the program. as it airs on Genesis, but he is an old guest on my program, and I don't mean that necessarily chronologically. Peter Grandich, you know, in terms of forecasting market trends, future trends, Peter is absolutely brilliant. He started back in 1987. He, before the fact, predicted the huge crash that we had in the stock market. And since then, his forecasts, again, have been, as I said, absolutely brilliant. Peter has a newsletter called The Grandich Letter, and he's also the chief commentator for Aguracom. Peter, thanks for joining me, buddy. I appreciate it.
Blessed to be here. Thank you very much, Al.
Hey, in the first segment, during the first hour, I opened the show, as I always do, with Ted Anderson, and Ted and I were joined by Roger Wiegand, a newsletter writer fellow who you know probably as well as I do, and we were discussing gold's recent price correction. Gold has been trending downward of late, but basically neither Ted nor Roger nor myself are particularly concerned about that for a couple of reasons. Number one, we are pretty convinced that we're simply in a correction, short-term correction vis-a-vis the price of gold. And then secondly, where my real enthusiasm in this area lies isn't so much for purchasing gold to make a profit. You know, leave that to the short-term traders, and I don't have any expertise in that. I personally believe, Peter, in purchasing gold because it's the best insurance policy available against economic disaster. What are your thoughts about all of this?
Well, first, we are just in a normal correction. We had a parabolic rise in the late fall to early part of the winter. It is atypical to see a correction. In fact, if gold fell $100 over 10 weeks, I would have been much more nervous than falling over 10 days. This is the type of corrections you get in secular bull markets. We've had several of them since this bull market began almost 10 years ago, and it's extremely healthy. It was needed, and it has not changed the long-term direction for gold price as far as I'm concerned.
No, I would have to agree 100% with you on that one. I don't think it's changed the long term issue for gold in the slightest. Talk to me a little bit, if you would, about my philosophy. And Peter and I have not discussed this before, really, per se, but talk about the philosophy, Peter, for example, exemplified by what Kathy and I have, my wife and I have, and that is we purchase precious metals for insurance. And, you know, when we're working up to 10% of our net worth in that area, it helps me sleep better at night, I got to tell you. What are your comments on that?
Well, you know, it has always been and always been used from a planning standpoint as insurance, and it's very prudent to do that. But I believe one of the reasons why gold has done so well and will continue to do well is because it's moved beyond that. Because of what the United States has chosen a path to literally attempt to spend its way out of problems, the enormous amount that's being created, and the inevitable destruction that will lead to the currency, whether it happens 6 months from now or 6 years from now, gold is becoming an asset choice as well. Is no longer, and it is very prudent what you did. It doesn't take away from what you did as insurance, but it's literally now being bought as an asset versus just insurance. And because of that, the fundamentals of supply and demand have changed dramatically for it. 10 years ago, central bank sales used to impact the market. Now they don't.
Mm-hmm.
10 years ago, producers sold their gold forward. Now they don't. 10 years ago, people did, like you, just buy it for insurance. Now we have people in major areas of the world where there is growth are buying it as an investment,
mm-hmm.
just as they buy stocks and bonds. And
yeah.
that just changes the dynamics of the fundamentals so strongly, and that's why I remain so adamantly bullish long term.
You know, when I get involved in discussions with people about precious metals, we talk obviously about the commodities themselves, but I also... The discussions, as I stutter here, the discussions have a tendency to kind of evolve into the direction of other ways to take advantage of precious metals. And I've talked about this on the show with other guests before, but I'm a firm believer that because of the leverage associated with purchasing the stocks of the publicly traded companies involved in the precious metals sector, that that's a very good way to go. I would really do that. Sooner than purchasing ETFs. I'm not crazy about ETFs personally, but I have a bit to learn about that.
Well,
you want exposure to physical bullion first. If you so choose the hard asset versus an ETF for reasons, that's fine. But you first want physical bullionship. So in other words, your wealth will increase or decrease based on the price. Once you pass that level and you identify what you can, which is risk-oriented capital, capital that, you know, can be lose part or all of it, but also in turn see multiple returns on it, then you see the gains now. And what's really interesting about that is we have not seen the correspondent return based on how far gold has gone in actual gold stocks yet. Mm-hmm. We haven't seen that run yet where the shares really take off because of the real leverage now that's offered because of the price. That's another reason why I don't believe the physical bullion market has ended yet, because we've never had yet the big run in the shares themselves.
Yeah. You know, a lot of our colleagues are predicting really, really high, I think almost unrealistic in the short term, prices for gold and silver. And let's just talk about gold for a second. I mean, you and I have friends who are very, very intelligent people, and they're looking for $4,000 or $5,000 an ounce gold. I think that's a little bit optimistic. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, $1,200 was my object this time last year, so we're pleased with that. I still believe gold can get to $1,500. That's been my upside target. If certain things happen in the world, and if the government here in the U.S. continues to be out of control, and it looks like it's going to add more and more money, create more and more money, then that number can get to $2,500. But I'm like you, I'm not in the camp of $5,000 or $10,000. One of the reasons is, Al, if we had a $5,000 price gold in the next year or two, some things happen in the world far worse than even you and I could imagine right now to cause that.
Sure.
And maybe it's partly that I don't want to see that happen, that I don't look for that type of price number.
Yeah, I definitely don't want to see that happen. And unfortunately, I think that the catalyst for something like that could be one of two things, and I think that they are both very, very, very feasible. One of them is I think we could see a major, dramatic event in the Middle East. That could be a catalyst for gold. More importantly than that, though, you know, there are a lot of people who are talking about a collapse of the U.S. currency. Now, I got to tell you, the U.S. currency collapses if that were the case, and if that were joined by some of the other currencies around the world, for example, the euro, etc., you'd see $4,000 or $5,000 gold in a minute. And I have to just pray that our currency does not totally collapse. I would hope that the economic leaders of our country would prevent this from happening, but I don't know. What do you think the odds are of that happening?
Well, first of all, I think we'll get a little overblown about the dollar as the world reserve currency taking down the whole world. First of all, only about 68% down from the 80% level a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Now trade is done in the world, in the U.S. dollar. Mm-hmm. And it'll be under 50% in the next few years. So, yeah, it would greatly impact us, but it won't take the whole world with it, in my opinion.
You don't think so. Okay. No. Been chatting with Peter Grandin. Stick around. I'm going to be right back.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extracts, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
A revolution in smoking is underway, a revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. I have a regular guest with me right now, Kevin Kerr. Kevin is one of the foremost commodity experts, I think, certainly in the United States, maybe even in the world. Don't want you to get a swell head, Kevin, but, you know, you do know what you're talking about when it comes to commodities. Before we start in talking about that subject, tell our listeners a little bit about what you do, would you?
Well, yeah, I've been trading. Thanks for the nice compliments, by the way. I've been trading commodities for over 20 years. I actually started on the floor of the New York Cotton Exchange back in 1989 with Paul Tudor Jones, and kind of cut my teeth down there with him and learned from him and many other masters down there back then. And since then, I've pretty much traded every commodity under the sun and worked on most of the exchanges around the world.
Sure.
In London and New York and Chicago. So, yeah. You know, what I love these markets and I follow all of them.
Yeah. Well, you know, as Jim Rogers said years ago, he said, you know, we're in a secular bull market in commodities. It's going to last, in his mind, he was saying then, back until 2015. So that was a pretty bold prediction on his part. The one area in the commodity sector, though, that obviously is near and dear to my heart is gold. And we're seeing a major, major correction in gold right now. And I'm curious, does this concern you at all, or do you think it's just a normal course of events?
Well, you know, my trading, you know, these kind of moves don't ever really concern me because the way we trade, we prepare for this kind of correction. I mean, obviously with gold, it's just an incredible move, really another big rapid move. And we've seen these over the last several years.
Mm-hmm.
With gold ratcheting up. But, you know, at the end of the day, when we have these corrections, the trend, the overall trend, the one that Jim Rogers is talking about with mm-hmm. commodities gaining ground is still well in place. And so we have to be prepared for these kind of corrections. It was pretty much expected, certainly with gold's rally here. But the underlying fundamentals, the reasons that these commodities are moving higher are still in place.
Let's talk about those reasons. You know, I have some pretty firm thoughts as to why precious metals are going up. And my thought is that I think that you know, rather than talk about short-term trading, rather than talk about speculation, et cetera, I mean, I view precious metals as simply being an insurance policy against potential economic calamity. First of all, do you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely, 100%. You know, I think part of the problem is with the mainstream media and with a lot of people's perception of gold is, oh, well, they think you're just all in gold.
Yeah.
You know? And whereas gold is an important, integral part of anybody's portfolio, mm-hmm. is exactly what you said, an insurance policy. You know, if gold were to go straight down from here and the dollar rallied to all new highs, I'd still be very happy to have that. I really consider it exactly like you said, an insurance policy. Like I have fire insurance on my house. I hope to never use it.
Sure.
But I have it, and it doesn't cost me that much relative to what my house costs. So
right.
That's a good way of thinking about gold. And whether you have 1% or, you know, a bigger percentage in your portfolio, you should have some exposure to something that's non-correlated to the rest of the assets in your portfolio.
I agree 100%. Let's talk about some of the fundamental reasons that gold and silver had this astronomical run-up in price that they did. I mean, we saw an increase in a relatively short period of time of late, perhaps just, what, a little over 20%, 25%. What caused that, number one, in your mind? And number two, when do you think this correction will be over and we'll continue to witness price escalation again?
Yeah, well, like you said, we had about a 28% increase. I think you're right, 25, 28%, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, an incredible move.
Yeah.
And the reason is simple. People are afraid.
I mean, yeah.
The currency, the reserve currency, the U.S. dollar, has lost a great deal of value. And let's face it, you know, none of us are going to the grocery store with a brick of gold. That's silly.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea here is that the currency is losing value on a global basis. China, you know, holds so much of our debt, and yet they only have about 2% of their reserves in gold. Now, the average worldwide is about 10% for mm-hmm. countries to hold their reserves in gold.
Mm-hmm.
So China's way below that, and yet they hold all this debt from us. And if I look around and I see the things that are going on now, our debt just keeps growing. And
sure.
Now they're planning more stimulus and health care packages we can't pay for, and, you know, it doesn't seem to end. And I think what you're seeing is a global reaction to the dollar weakness and the fears of further dollar weakness.
Yeah. Well, you know, with all of the, I don't know, manipulation that I think is going on vis-a-vis the U.S. dollar, and I do think some, well, I think anybody would be an idiot if they didn't think that there was manipulation going on there in the value of the dollar. I mean, the dollar rises and falls based on what I think are absolutely zero fundamental reasons. And I find that to be interesting personally. But regardless, I can't see any salvation for the U.S. dollar, Kevin. I really can't. And the reason I say that is, you know, they announced on Wednesday, Gettner announced on Wednesday that the TARP thing was going to continue until next October, et cetera. You know, I mean, it's great. Printing presses are great. But a currency with absolutely no intrinsic value cannot last.
Well, and the ultimate problem is going to be inflation. You know,
mm-hmm.
I know we're facing deflation now. I know there's other things on the table, but it's just complete denial to think that we can endlessly print this amount of cash and not end up with hyperinflation.
Mm-hmm.
And that is another reason that investors are flocking to gold, you know, to add it to their portfolios, those that have never added any of it,
yep.
Those who have some and need, want more. I mean, I've been talking about this since, you know, a few years ago when gold was at $500. And people were laughing then, well, it'll never go to six. It'll never go to seven. I've been hearing this argument all the way up.
Mm-hmm.
And sure, we've had corrections in that time.
Mm-hmm.
And sure, it you know, I heard a ridiculous analogy the other night about that you'd be better better off putting your money in a checking account than gold.
I read that.
That was the complete point that
I couldn't believe
we're trying to talk about, you and I, that it's an insurance policy.
Yeah. No, I thought that was an absolutely that is, if I'm not mistaken, that came out in Market Watch. A couple of gals wrote that article, and
right.
I just had to scratch my head and say, what are they talking about? That makes no sense in the world. But regardless, you know, the emphasis on gold's price. You know, the natural analogy of that, not analogy, but the natural progression of that thought is that, well, people are only concerned about the price of gold. They're not concerned about anything else. And I think that's a real, real mistake. I agree with you wholeheartedly. And I felt this way for the 30 years or so that I've been in this business. And that is it's simply gold isn't for short-term trading. I mean, if you have, you know, some real skill as a trader, which you obviously do, then you can make a lot of money trading gold and silver and all the other commodities. But if you don't, if you just want to sleep better at night, boy, I say do what my wife and I do, which is, you know, buy some, take possession, and know that if things really do get bad, and I'm not saying that they will or they won't, but if they really do, it's okay because, you know, with the 1 ounce silver rounds that we have, for example, I'm always going to be able to buy food, man.
That's right. Look, that's the thing, you know, it's hard, especially when you're trying to be practical about this subject and speaking to some people in the media or otherwise, and they'll try to make you sound ridiculous. You know, obviously you're not going to go to the grocery store with your silver rounds or your, you know, gold eagles, but to be very honest with you, I have many, many of those myself here that I bought when they were about, you know, $500-$600 an ounce or whatever. I'm very happy to go now and I can sell those and I get twice my money for them. There's a real security there, you know, the depreciation of the dollar, and I do agree with you that I believe it's going lower for many reasons, and not for the least of which that our own treasury is debasing the currency and cannot raise rates anytime soon.
Mm-hmm.
Jobs are a big factor here. We're not seeing any new jobs created,
and
that is really what's going to get, you know, the country going again, and there's just nothing to indicate that we're going to see that anytime soon, unfortunately.
Don't you find it kind of interesting when the general public views it as being really good news when not as many jobs were lost, you know, in one...
I had to take a double take when I saw that number, Al, because I said, wasn't that a negative number?
I don't know. You know, it's politics.
The less bad number. That's the new good, is the less bad. So, yeah, we have to change the way we think, I guess. Reality is my neighbor's out of work.
Yeah.
You know, the store down the street is shutting down. That is not an economy improving. That is an economy getting worse.
Reality today, unfortunately, is not what we would like it to be. Okay, I've been chatting with Kevin Kerr. Kevin's going to join me again 2-3 weeks down the road. He's a good guy, and I appreciate his input. Big Al's going to be right back.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolife, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolife and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Welcome back. You are listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Second hour. I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. Chatting with Axel Merck right now. Axel is a fund manager and a published author, among other things. Pretty well-known guy. Axel, real quick, tell our listeners, if you would, a little bit about your book, would you?
Well, sure. I just published this book. It's called Sustainable Wealth, Achieve Financial Stability in a Volatile World of Debt and Consumption. And what I do in the book is I explain the dynamics that got this crisis upon us, but I don't stop there. I tell people how to position themselves in the world where the traditional rules don't apply anymore, where the governments are throwing around trillions. And most importantly, maybe I've written this book for Main Street. I don't use complicated jargon, but I try to explain to the person who is just an interest in the topic of how these dynamics have come about and how they've played out. And as you know very well, I've been warning about these things for a long time, and I put my money where my mouth is, so I speak from first-hand experience, having gone through this.
Yeah. No, I know you do. I know you do. We've known each other for a long time, and I know you put your money where your mouth is. That book is on its way, by the way, to me right now, and I will read it as soon as I get it, and then we'll chat about that on a show in the future. Axel, I want to ask you a question. Treasury Secretary Gettner came out on Wednesday, and he said the Treasury to extend TARP. He said, and I quote, the Obama administration would extend the financial bailout program until October and shift its priorities. What do you think about that?
Well, I suppose what I think about it is probably secondary to what the market will do with it. I mean, obviously, when these emergency measures were taken in 08, they all had these clauses in there. The government may do whatever they want to do with the money in order to what they think is best for the system. Mm-hmm. So there will be an argument of whether this is legal, constitutional, and whatnot. But I think the greater implication is there is going to be another stimulus of sorts. And the reason is that all this money we've thrown at the economy, be that from the fiscal side or from the central bank, from the Federal Reserve, the monetary side, it's just not sticking. And the reason it's not sticking is because these programs are inefficient and we haven't allowed these market forces to play out. So we're printing more money, we're spending more money, and we're not going anywhere.
You know, I am scared to death about that. And the reason I say that is if you want to just elaborate a little, not elaborate, but expand a little bit on your statement, basically what you're talking about is you're talking about socialism, you know, and this is carrying over now into beginning to carry over, attempted to carry, being carried over into all elements of our society. And that bothers me. I mean, the economic stimulus package as proposed by the current administration to date hasn't worked. People would argue with that. They would say, well, you know, the number of jobs that are being lost is less, et cetera. The market is doing well, et cetera. I just say that's all whitewash. It's simply, in a fundamental sense, not working.
Well, without being too political about it, the key difference or the key thing about these stimuli is that it's a government that's trying to push money to a particular sector of the economy. Mm-hmm. And that's nothing new. Other governments have tried that before.
Sure.
But when you do that, you create inefficiencies. You create the government doesn't know where the best money is to be deployed. And so what we're doing is we're spending a lot of money, and that's mostly it. It's spending without the results. And in particular, on the backdrop that we haven't allowed the home prices to come down enough. We haven't allowed the recession to play out. And that's very understandable from a political point of view. But the problem with that is that because we fight these market forces, it's ever more expensive. And that's why we see something like gold doing well in the long run. That's why we see commodities being fairly high. And the only reason why we've had a setback in these markets is because once in a while, these things are fizzling out, and then the government comes back and prints even more money and spends even more.
I think you have to allow a natural correction to take place. And the administration, and really I would have to say this is being spearheaded by Gettner. I mean, Gettner is saying we're doing this because of what those darn Republicans dumped on us. It's not our fault. Well, I'm saying, okay, you know, whether that's correct or incorrect, I mean, I think it goes back a lot farther than those darn Republicans. But I would have to say in my mind that you simply had to let market forces correct themselves to an extent, and the government isn't allowing that to happen.
Well, of course, but again, we're not the ones setting the policy, so the best thing we can do is we can try to position ourselves to deal with it, or we can try to put some sense into the policymakers, and good luck on that. But on that note, I mean, I think the clearest statement came from Fed Chairman Bernanke, who at the Economic Club in New York said that next year we'll have rather subdued growth and very low inflationary pressures. Now, you may agree to that or not, but that means the Federal Reserve will continue printing as much money as possible,
mm-hmm.
because he says that there's not going to be much growth, so we are free to print the money. And that is one of the main reasons the dollar is under pressure, because we're just far more efficient at printing on the money. And then on top of that, of course, on the fiscal side, now we're going to get another stimulus. And who knows, some of that may actually take hold at some point, but the problem really is that we haven't allowed consumers to deleverage, to get rid of their debt. And that means at some point when inflation shows its ugly head and people try to mop this liquidity up, if we ever try to mop it up, we'll crash right back down because consumers are too leveraged.
I would agree 100%. Okay, I'm going to be back with Axel Merck here a few weeks down the road as soon as I have completed reading his book. Axel is a regular guest on our program. He's on here every 3 weeks or so. Really appreciate you coming on board this week. Well, Axel certainly has some interesting views on whether or not this TARP thing is going to work out. You know, I think a natural segue from the conversation I had with Axel is to, you know, the area of consumer confidence and the impact that retail sales, specifically during the holidays right now, are going to have on consumer confidence. We have a lady with us right now who is a new guest on our program. She works for Dr. Martin Weiss. Dr. Weiss has been a frequent guest on our program, as have some of her colleagues, specifically Sean Broderick has been on the program a number of times. But this lady is really interesting. Her name is Amber Dakar. Amber, thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Al. Glad to be here.
You've got a pretty good pulse right now on what's going on in the retail sector for the month of December. It's kind of disappointing so far, is my impression. Am I correct?
Well, it is disappointing in a way. What we're seeing is retailers are pulling out all the stops and chasing fewer consumer dollars.
Mm-hmm.
People are really pulling in what they would normally spend discretionary-wise on products for this holiday season, and it's really showing in the retail sector.
You know, an interesting question there, and you would know more about this than I would, but an interesting question would be, people are pretty gun-shy right now in terms of, you know, amassing more debt, for lack of better terms. And I'm wondering if kind of a movement away from using credit cards and a movement into using debit cards, which is synonymous with cash, I wonder if that's not going to be detrimental for retail sales here.
It could be, because when you're using debit instead of credit, mm-hmm. you really have an idea of what your budget is. As a result, you're spending less. You know what you can afford, because what is spent at the store is automatically deducted from your personal account.
Right.
So definitely, consumers, they're spending less, and they are using cash and debit versus credit.
Now, one of your areas of expertise, Amber, is advising people in the areas of personal finance through Wise Research. Are you telling people that, you know, you're probably a lot better off spending cash or the exact equivalent, i.e. debit cards, as opposed to going into debt right now?
Oh, certainly. My motto is cash is king.
Yeah.
At this time, consumers need to make every effort to pay for purchases with debit card or cash.
Yeah.
And this will prevent credit card shock in January when we get our bills.
This could be one of the few Januaries in my lifetime where credit card shock has been almost, really has been almost non-existent. You know, in the past, you have conversations with friends in early to mid-January, and they're wringing their hands and saying, oh, my gosh, why did I do that, et cetera, et cetera. I think that people are wising up now, though. I think that they're starting to realize from a debt standpoint that debt is not a good thing, whether it's on the personal level, the business level, or certainly the governmental level. Debt is simply not a good thing, and it's interesting to me and very gratifying to me that's a philosophy that you folks at Wise Research are suggesting. If you were to make a prediction, Amber, and this is just kind of a gut level feeling on your part, do you agree with me when I say I think retail sales are really not going to be very good this year?
Well, I would say for this year, actually, we're going to see a slight improvement, and the reason being is inventory.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, retailers were really hit from the left, having too much inventory and product in their coffers,
mm-hmm.
and as a result, how do you get rid of this?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And as a result, we saw big sales toward as we approached the Christmas holiday.
Mm-hmm.
This year, retailers really did try to deter this from happening again by trimming the inventory levels and, of course, having products that are very basic in need. They know that the consumer mindset has changed. There's a paradigm shift. We're looking for more value-oriented products. And as a result, we're going to buy that. And that's what they're stocking up on.
Sure.
And less frivolous items that we don't need.
There you go. Amber Dekar, thank you so much for joining me. This is Amber's first guest spot on this particular program. We're going to have her on in the future more often. She's a very bright young woman, and that's the type of guest we need on the show. Amber, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Al.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced by Paul Warren for A.B. Corlin & Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin and Paul Warren, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm pleased to announce a completely new and exciting way to listen to your favorite GCN Live program on your telephone. Simply by calling 712-338-7200, you'll be hearing your favorite GCN Live programs in seconds. Tune into all of our channels. I have made sure that everyone who wants to hear GCN Live will have the opportunity to do so. Call to listen at 712-338-7200. That's 712-338-7200. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.